Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery, BTR.org. I'm Anne. I'm sure you remember what it was like when you were searching for help, maybe for your husband, hoping to find the right program or therapist. That's why I started podcasting. I supported my husband through 7 years of pornography addiction recovery, and not one therapist during that time told me I was experiencing emotional and psychological abuse and sexual coercion. I didn't want any other woman on the planet to be in the dark. If you're like me, one simple, anonymous way to help spread the word is to click follow or subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. While you're there, every 5-star rating also makes this podcast more visible and will help save other women from getting the wrong kind of help, like a couple program that'll make this type of abuse worse. If you've already purchased a copy of my book, Trauma Mama Husband Drama, please circle back and give it a 5-star rating. A lot of women are searching for books about betrayal trauma, and rating Trauma Mama will help them find this podcast, which is free to everyone. If you're like the majority of my listeners, you're experiencing the type of abuse that's invisible and difficult to wrap your head around. Your husband is using porn or having affairs or lying to you, and you're getting the same bad advice about how to improve communication or your relationship. If you need real support, check out our daily group session schedule at btr.org. We'd love to see you in a session today. Last week, I interviewed Pat about her experience with the meditations that I've written that are available at btr.org, and then click on workshops and then go to meditations. This week, another member of our community, I'm going to call her Lily. So she enrolled in the Living Free workshop, and then she enrolled in the meditation workshop, and she's going to share her experience. Talk to me about how you felt progressively as you did the meditation. The first time, the second time, the third time, do you think that it benefited you to do the same meditation 3 times?
Yes, I do believe it was beneficial to do it more than once. When I was listening to it, I was also going through a rough week in my divorce process, and I found it very grounding to review and do the visualization, and then actually to have the same visualization. So while I was going through all the turmoil on the outside in my circumstances, the meditation and the visualization and the process being the same actually provided some grounding for me to be able to kind of stay steady through it. With the chaos on the outside, I was able to find some peace and calm on the inside. And actually, I think having the same meditation made that possible. I was surprised at just how grounded I felt. When I came into this process, I didn't know that I could get away because my situation is difficult. My husband, he went after my son when I got away. He's very destructive. This meditation, it helped me go, okay, no, I deserve this. I can do this. I can get through this.
It helps you feel more calm.
Yeah, because my son has an anxiety disorder at this point. And so he feeds off of my anxiety. So what happened was when I was able to be calmer, I was able to be more grounded. He's less anxious. So that was really helpful.
Did you find that after the meditations, you were acting any different or thinking any different in ways that were like new to you that you didn't have to work to do or think about doing that just came naturally?
Yes, I'm able to be far more present and more attentive to my son and stay in the moment. After the meditation, my thoughts were a lot calmer. The rumination was much less. And as I did the meditation more than once, the ruminating got less and less. So it was a cumulative benefit of repeating the meditation.
A lot of women, when they know there's a workbook, it's like, what? That's not meditation. Meditation is like laying down and relaxing. So the suggestion to sit and have a pencil and have this workbook out. Did you feel that way in the beginning? Were you like, a workbook? I don't want to do this. And then did you end up feeling that way in the end? Or how did you feel about the workbook in conjunction with the meditation? The reason why the workbook is important inside of the meditation is because we're asking women to get inside of themselves. And so to sort of process that, you need to be in this kind of state of mind where you can go inside yourself and imagine what you're feeling. And so it wasn't separate from the meditation. It was part of it, but a way to document that and process it while you're actually looking inward.
I found the workbook actually very helpful to fill out during the meditation because it helped me write down my answers as I went along, and it really helped me stay grounded and present to the meditation. The thoughts and ideas, once they were on paper, I was able to let them go and be fully present to the next part of the meditation. And the other piece that I really appreciate about it is that afterward, as I reflect back on the three different times I did it, I had different answers to different questions. And that's really useful feedback for my trauma recovery going forward, especially identifying my stuck points in the areas where I have challenges and old traumas to go back to in my healing journey. One of the hardest parts of this journey was getting started on my path to safety, really believing that I could get to safety. And I've been participating in BTR groups for a long time, and they have been very, very helpful in that, to be able to get individualized coaching on my particular issues, and also hearing other women's situations and listening to the coaching they're getting also gives me lots of ideas on what I can implement in my own life. And what I really appreciated about the meditation was using the meditation to focus inward to my heart and to the things inside of me that may be blocking me, and having a tool to examine it, process it, and release it really helps me to take that next step. The meditation works together with the group in that the group gives me the strategies and the ideas and the actions to take, and then the meditation gives me the grounding and the calmness and the ability and the strength and the clarity to take the steps that I'm learning in group. So they work very, very well together.
Before we get back to the conversation, there are a lot of so-called betrayal trauma therapists or coaches or groups out there, but they don't approach pornography use or infidelity as an abuse issue. Or they try to quote unquote treat the victim and the abuser in the same setting. That's unethical. So if you hear something in this episode you relate to, check out the group session schedule at btr.org. We'd love to see you in a group session today. Now back to our conversation. Yeah, you mentioned before we started recording how much the btr.org Living Free workshop helped you. Did you also find that that worked in conjunction with it too? Like that your inner world and how you view him, which is that first part of the strategic thought tactics, right? Like learning how to see him differently, that this helped with that as well?
Yes. The graphic in the Living Free of the circle of my life being big and all the things that I'm excited about going forward, the things that I'm rediscovering about myself, the fact that I love to sing, the fact that I love music, the fact that I love to decorate, all the things that make me feel alive and are life-giving for me that I lost somewhere in this marriage and I'm rediscovering about myself, to make that the bigger part of my life and relegate the abuser to the periphery of it. The meditation helped me to actually carry that out.
It's really cool because as I am my own journey of healing, I'm just adding on these layers of healing and then creating the workshops or this meditation to help other women do it. It's like so exciting that we're all making so much progress.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And I've only progressed as far as I am right now. And, you know, hopefully tomorrow I'll progress a little bit more. But also knowing that the things that we produce, the content and the workshops and the tools, like, are actually helpful, and that women are like, I felt better and I could do it. It makes me so happy because forever, I went through the mess of pornography addiction recovery, which always made me feel worse. And I was just cycled through abuse over and over, or even couple therapy. I'm so proud of the stuff that we create and that we're able to share, because I feel like it's really working.
I agree, because I went through that cyclone, whatever that was, of codependency recovery and all that to recover, the therapy to recover from, in addition to what happened in my marriage. Because I've been in group for a really long time. I feel like, oh my goodness, I'm still here, but it is what it is. To see women come in, to not have to have gone through the meat grinder of the codependency recovery that we had to go through. Yeah, it made me feel worse too. I couldn't believe that my pain, my anger, my response to the heinous actions, you know, the deceit was ignored. And I was supposed to have all kinds of sympathy for this dude who had done it. And why am I shaming him? And why am I, you know, oh, it's just to have him be the center of attention as the identified patient. Like, wait a second, what about the collateral damage here? You know, it was so frustrating. So to see women be able to come into group now and get the right tools, the right advice, the right frame that, no, this is abuse, I'm seeing them recovering quicker. They're getting through the process faster. They aren't getting dragged through the same, and their children aren't getting dragged through the same as we got dragged through. And I'm really, really grateful for that. Yeah, I've been able to recover now, and he hasn't changed one iota, and I'm fine, and my kid's fine. I discovered your podcast, it came up on the algorithm sometime in 2018, I guess it was, and then coming to group and just, you know, bit by bit, being able to take the small steps, because I was, you know, for example, I was very resistant to go no contact, like really resistant, because then I'm not going to be able to see what he's doing, and I'm not going to be able to know what he's doing, and going no contact was the best thing for me. But the coaches really walked with me through my process and my timing and my reservations, like group upon group. And when I was finally able to do it, they were celebrating with me, but nobody pushed me at a pace faster than I was able to integrate and metabolize. And I really appreciated that. Yeah, it's been life-changing for me. I honestly don't know where I'd be. I just want to thank you for doing this, because BTR has just saved me, saved my brain.
If this podcast is helpful to you, please help us reach other women by pushing that follow or subscribe button and giving us a 5-star rating. Thank you for helping get the word out. Your donations keep this podcast going. Go to our website, btr.org, scroll to the bottom, click on Support the BTR Podcast. And until next week, stay safe out there.